1. Jess. Jess stood on the cement drive in front of the Anna Maria Inn, her arms wrapped around herself, eyes locked on the dark stain soaking into the concrete where her car had been parked that morning. Tug sniffed beside her, nose low, his body alert. She barely registered the scent of brake fluid anymore. The sharp metallic tang had settled into the back of her throat, like a warning she couldn't swallow.
"I was meant to be the one in that car," she whispered, the words tasting strange, unreal.
Her chest tightened.
"Which means someone wants me dead."
Byron, who was crouched beside her, rose slowly. His expression shifted, caught somewhere between concern and caution.
"Jess," he said carefully, "it could have just been a leak. The story of Rose is playing with our heads. Anything could have happened on your way back from the store earlier."
She nodded once, more to acknowledge he'd spoken than because she agreed. Maybe he was right. Maybe shock and Rose's history had colored her thinking. But her gut didn't believe it. Still, she pushed the thought aside and met his gaze.
"You're probably right. I just..."
His phone buzzed in his pocket. He glanced at it and stepped away to answer. Jess turned back to the fluid, following the edge of the slick stain with her eyes, as Byron's voice dropped low behind her.
"That was emergency services," Byron said as he rejoined her. "Police are on their way. The fire crew is wrapping up at another job and is slightly delayed. I need to head out."
She frowned. "Head out where?"
"To the accident scene. I'm a reserve emergency responder here on the island."
He moved rapidly toward the house, with Jess struggling to keep up with him. He was barely through the door before reaching for his keys. Jess blinked, startled.
"You're with the emergency services?"
"Reserve status," he clarified. "I fill in when they need extra hands, and right now they do."
Jess took a step forward, her heart pounding.
"I'm coming with you."
Byron looked like he might argue. Then he saw the look in her eyes and simply nodded. "All right, let's go."
Tug trotted beside them as they moved toward Byron's truck.
"Tug, stay,"
Byron commanded. Tug whined, but sat as Byron and Jess climbed into his pickup truck. Jess's hands gripped the edge of the seat to keep them from shaking as they pulled out of the drive, then headed to the site of the accident.
Jess's mind was in a whirl, and shock made her body feel as though it was buzzing. Emotions tumbled through her. Carl might have taken everything, but he'd still been a big part of her life. While lately her thoughts of him were filled with anger, hurt, and disillusionment, Jess would never want this to happen to him. And in her car.
"It could have been me," her mind screamed,
and her breathing became uneven.
"It should have been me,"
another part of her brain pointed out.
"If Carl hadn't shown up and greedily snatched away my car..."
She swallowed, and to her horror felt a wave of relief hit her. Not because it happened to Carl, but because it hadn't happened to her. Guilt shot through her. Another part of her tried to appease the guilt with the fact that Carl had been the one who'd taken the car. And he did so with smug glee, too. Like it was something else he was able to snatch away from her, and she was powerless to stop him. Just like Carl was gunning to get a part of her trust fund by leveraging her new inn with some trumped-up non-compete clause. But still, Carl didn't deserve this.
"Neither did I,"
that horrible, selfish little voice at the back of her mind chirped.
"Are you okay?"
Byron asked as they neared the accident site. Jess couldn't find the words, so